Welcome to the inaugural episode of Odin's Beard. I am your host, Dalton Ryder.
And I'm your other host, Chris Ryder.
And this is a podcast where we talk about the most electrifying things happening in pop culture. Yeah. And this is where we talk about it.
Amen.
This is the unscripted part of the show. Okay. Yeah. Some of our top stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
This is the inaugural episode, Dalton. So okay. We have to explain how this goes, because it's pretty complicated.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. So, the way this is going to work, we're going to give four stories each that we've found in pop culture. We're going to kind of talk about it, just kind of, you know, the beginning is scripted. We're just kind of going to go off the cuff, kind of just have a conversation. That's pretty much it. We're just going to talk about it. At the end of the show, though, we have this segment where we're going to recommend some things. We're going to recommend some books, some movies, some TV shows, some albums, some songs. Just stuff that we like that's been a big thing in the past couple weeks, or, you know, just something new that's really fun to watch.
It doesn't have to be good. It can be bad.
Yeah, it can be so bad. We may recommend some bad stuff. I don't think we'll recommend anything. If it's bad, it's out of love.
I mean, that's agree to disagree, my friend.
Okay.
Right, and before we started this to figure out who would go first, we played rock, paper, scissors. But, you know, Dalton cheated like the cheater he is.
So, yes.
You know.
And I blew him away. And what the hell is happening?
What? Dalton is on his phone.
Right. I'm trying to get my stories pulled up. Do you want to go first, actually?
Because mine's being weird. Not all that rock, paper, scissors.
It's all for nothing.
Now, here I am saving the show. There you go. All right. All right. So, for my first story, this is from Kotaku. It's a website where they have articles. Great website.
As do most websites, yes.
And the title is Massive Crowds Gather to Watch Dragon Ball Super Together.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So for the 130th episode of Dragon Ball Super, which was on Crunchyroll yesterday, the 18th. And apparently in Latin America, there's going to be a thing, like a huge social gathering, where thousands of people were going to watch that episode of Super together, right?
Right.
And apparently, Toei Animation was not fond of this at first.
Really?
And I'm pulling it up on Twitter right now, what they said. I'm going to read it. Official announcement.
Wait, this is from Toei Animation?
Toei Animation.
Yeah. Okay.
To the viewers and fans of Dragon Ball, we have become aware of the plans to exhibit episode number 130 of our series Dragon Ball Super in stadiums, plazas, and public places throughout Latin America. They're athletic. They were keeping it a secret.
Right. It seems like they were pretty open about it.
Yeah. Like, but it's like, you know, like, because when I saw, there's a pic, if you read the article, there's a picture. Like, they're watching it on Crunchyroll.
Right. I mean, all the revenue is going back into...
I mean, I don't know how much it goes back.
It's not like it's pirated or anything.
Yeah, I know, but... Toei Animation has not authorized these public showings and does not support or sponsor any of these events, nor do we or any of our... I thought that said titties. Or any
of... Is that just a reason to say titties?
No, because I seriously thought that said titties.
We had a conversation that... not too long before we started this, about what we were allowed to say, and we're trying to keep it as listener friendly as possible. So nothing that a normal sitcom, the only things we're gonna say is what a normal sitcom would allow. And right before we started, Chris asked me, "Are we allowed to say titties?"
And that's a big question. That word comes up in normal conversation practically.
Yeah, you made it obvious. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, no, this
apparently
was,
it does.
Yes, this was my plan.
I rarely say titties, ever.
Oh, you just did.
And now it's in the episode maybe 60 times already.
Yeah. But anyway, I was sorry. Toei Animation has not authorized these public showings. It does not support or sponsor any of these events, nor do we or any of our titles endorse any institution exhibiting the unauthorized episode. In an effort to support copyright laws, to protect the work of thousands of persons and many labor sectors, we request that you please enjoy our titles at the official platforms and broadcasters and not support illegal screenings that incite piracy.
Is that what they're doing, though? I don't know if that... I mean, if they're... Now, if they're showing it pirated, and someone happened to have gotten a copy of it beforehand, or, I mean, not even necessarily beforehand, but, like, after the fact, that would be piracy. But if they got... If they're watching it on Crunchyroll, and it's a big thing, like, I don't see what the problem is, because...
I mean, I kind of get it, because there's this thing, like,
I mean, it's just people... I mean, it's the final episode, right? Of Dragon Ball Super. I mean...
It's not, you know, the final. So to speak. It's the second to last.
Yeah. But just the fact that they have such a big deal about it. I mean, people have followed this show. There's been so many people that are huge fans of Dragon Ball that have followed the show, and they just wanted to gather and show the love. I think they're taking it a little... I think they're being a little... They're overreacting, I'll put it that way.
I think it's because... I'm assuming... These are free showings. I don't know if you have to pay to get in.
And see, that's the thing. If it's free, though, I feel like that would be okay, you know?
Not really, because, like, imagine... Okay, so we're assuming one guy... We're using one guy's Crunchyroll account to watch this on a big screen. Imagine if all 1,000 of them were paying for a Crunchyroll account.
Okay.
That's a lot of dough.
But what if that's the admission, though? You have to prove that you have a Crunchyroll account.
I mean, but if you look at the picture, here's the picture. That's a... You can read the article, but that's a Crunchyroll. That's Crunchyroll.
Yeah, it is Crunchyroll.
Yeah, in Latin America.
I will confirm on the air that is Crunchyroll.
But, Don, some good news, apparently.
Okay.
Later on down the article. According to news site El Diario de Juarez... The city's mayor...
That's the website name?
Oh, that's the news site.
Oh, the news site.
Yeah. The city's mayor ultimately secured permission to screen the episode. And,
Secured permission with who, though, is the thing.
I guess Toei Animation, because they own it.
Well, then they're just being pricks about it, then.
No. I mean, I think this article, it started explaining what happened at first, and then they ultimately got permission. I'm trying to see what let's see. So I don't see it. I don't know if they had to, like, pay to get in or something.
Right.
But, apparently this article has jokes, because when talking about the population of people that went to the event, they said, that's over 9,000. Aha! Vegeta!
Vegeta joke. Pain, anguish.
But, I haven't watched all of Dragon Ball Super, but I've been watching the last few episodes, spoiling myself because I don't like myself. But I'm quite enjoying what I have, because, you know, like, I kind of know what's going on. You know? So, I don't know why I do that. I do that with most shows.
Like you said, you hate yourself.
I do.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah, like,
I can't do that, because, like, I have issues with shows. Well, my biggest thing is, like, I have, like, issues with closure. And I don't like, okay, the biggest thing, this is off topic, but one of my favorite shows is Community. And I just, like, I've been watching this show for years. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but something happens in season 5 that really took me out of the show. And I had never watched any of the episodes after it. About a month ago, I finally finished it, and it was, like, the most gut-wrenching thing to me, because, I mean, that show was more than just a show for me, you know? And so, like, just to think about you, even if you're not even a huge fan of Dragon Ball Super, which I know you're a fan of Dragon Ball Z, but even if you're not a huge fan of it, just being able to skip to see the parts you want to see, I can't do that.
I mean,
that's a bit of a tangent.
I'm trying to watch One Piece without skipping ahead. And it's a struggle, my friend.
It's a struggle?
It's a struggle.
What is wrong?
Because there's a bunch of episodes. It's like over 1,000. I think there's almost 2,000 episodes.
Yeah, you're a psycho.
So I'm an impatient boy.
Impatient boy. But, one impatient boy.
Yeah, but it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Tell me a story.
All right, I'll tell you a story. You know what? I don't know if you know about this. It saddens me greatly.
What?
Sci-fi. Yeah. The Sci-Fi Network announced on St. Patrick's Day that they will be debuting in March of 2019, Leprechaun Returns.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be the newest installment in the Leprechaun movie series. They released a teaser on St. Patrick's Day, and it looks just as terrible as all the other ones. Like, okay, now Leprechaun, the first one with Jennifer Aniston, was okay.
No.
I mean, as far as like a cult classic thing, if you go back and watch it, it's fun to watch. It's a fun, I think it came out, I would say 80s. It's the 80s, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Because that was a young Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, so it's like late 80s, early 90s maybe.
Wasn't there like a Leprechauns in the Hood or something?
Yeah. And now this article is from, comicbook.com, and I'm gonna read a little excerpt from it. It says, taking place 25 years after the 1993 original, okay, there we go, we have a year. The 1993 original that pit Tori Redding, Jennifer Aniston, in her film debut, against a maniacal leprechaun, who was played by Star Wars Warwick Davis. Leprechaun Returns sees the pint-sized monster accidentally revived in modern day at the hands of unwitting sorority girls.
Accidentally?
Accidentally revived. Yeah. I am kind of curious as to how they get accidentally...
Cheryl, did you accidentally summon...
Cheryl!
...a tiny little leprechaun Satan spawn? Again?
Again? That's twice this month... there's nothing good that can come from this. I mean, we've seen all the iterations. I mean, we've seen Leprechaun in the Hood.
Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah, Leprechaun in Space was, from Satan himself. Satan brought that on to us. And he cursed us with that. I don't know. Would you say Leprechaun in Space is actually worse than Leprechaun in the Hood? Weren't there two Leprechaun in the Hoods?
I'm looking at it.
Are you looking
at it? I don't know. I see there's a 4-film collection with Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3, and Leprechaun 4 in space. There is a Leprechaun Hood. I don't know which one. Or they're in the Hood.
In the Hood.
But here's a fun fact.
That was so white.
I have two... I have two little fun facts. When you look up Leprechaun on Google, underneath the name where it would show, like, rated R 1993, yeah, it says it's fantasy /slasher. So that's just a colorful genre combination. Yeah. Fantasy and slasher.
Fantasy slasher. I honestly would not mind seeing more...
fantasy slashers.
More fantasy slasher. Not more Leprechaun. Leprechaun needs to get out. Yeah. Leprechaun needs to stop existing. Yeah.
But here's another fun fact.
Okay.
Leprechaun in the Hood has a higher Rotten Tomatoes rating than the first Leprechaun.
What?
Leprechaun has 23. Leprechaun in the Hood has 33.
But the thing
I'm gonna look how many reviews.
Like, the first Leprechaun was only good because of Jennifer Aniston, for one thing. But the Leprechaun in that movie was at least kinda... Okay, I'll put it this way. There was never a point in any of the movies. I think there's 7 movies that exist right now. There was never a point in any of the movies where he was scary. But he was at his scariest, so to speak, in the first one. He was never scary in any other ones. I mean, even in the... I'm not even going to talk about Leprechaun Origins. That didn't have anything to do with the previous ones, if I remember correctly.
Well, it was an origin story, wasn't it?
No, you'll have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it, but it's kind of dumb.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But this this... Oh, no, this is going to be the seventh installment. So they must not... Either I counted wrong, or they must not be counting Leprechaun Origins. But it is a straight-to-video franchise. And it's going to be scripted by Suzanne Kelly, who is from the Ash vs. the Evil Dead, which is a great show. And it's directed by Steven Kostansky, who directed The Void, I believe. I'm not researching that right now while we're on the podcast, but yeah. It has in parentheses The Void. But that's pretty much all I have to say.
Oh, but I have some fun facts about Leprechaun in the Hood.
You want to go ahead and hit me with that Leprechaun knowledge?
Oh, I got you, boy. Okay. I got you. Okay, so yeah, it has a 33% tomato rate meter rating.
The first one?
No, the In the Hood.
Oh, In the Hood. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, it stars Coolio and Ice-T, and then Warwick Davis, who always played Leprechaun. Would you like to hear some of the reviews? There's six of them.
Okay.
This is from Tim Brayton. It's not a very good film in any way, but it manages to be average.
Okay.
If it's not a very good film, it's not average. It's below average.
Right. But, like, I think when he says average, he probably means it's watchable. Because it's like, okay, The Room is... It's fun, and it's terrible. But honestly, it's hard for me to sit through The Room.
No.
But, like, with Leprechaun, I can sit through it and watch it and enjoy it.
I mean, I haven't seen Leprechaun in the Hood, so it may not be that bad.
Yeah.
It'd be entertaining. But, Michael DeQuinia says, such a title tells you all you need to know about the story. I mean, in a joking sort of way, I guess that's a good review, but from a critic sort of way, that doesn't really tell me much.
Yeah.
But, Stefan Berger, Stefansson.
What?
That's a hell of a name.
Stefansson.
But, yeah, that's what The Hood needs, a Leprechaun and Coolio. No, it's Stefan's a clever boy, apparently. Gregory Weinkoff from New Times.
Did you even read this?
It's not the New York Times. He's from the New Times.
The New Times?
Yeah. Coolio's finest moment. Okay, I guess we're...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Coolio's finest moment.
I don't think Coolio has any moments.
It's hard to write sarcasm, especially when you only use
words. I don't know if he gave it a fresh rating, so I don't know if he's lying.
Or me.
But fast forward, this is from a Luke Y. Thompson from New Times. I don't know if this is short for New York Times.
I think it would say New York if it...
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
But fast forward through most of the movie and check out the Leprechaun's rap video at the end. That alone is worth the price. It merits a 3-star review.
Who was that?
Luke Y. Thompson.
Okay, Luke Y. Thompson, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's the weirdest thing, but it's so fun.
It must be odd to have your film be saved by a Leprechaun rap, you know.
Yeah.
But Scott Weinberg, this insipid horror icon sure gets around, doesn't he? What does insipid mean? I don't know what that means.
Are we going to produce dead air just for you to look at insipid? Got it, right, yeah.
Lacking flavor, lacking vigor or interest. I mean, he's not the, I think...
Lacking vigor?
Leprechaun's pretty interesting.
All right. I don't know.
That could go a positive or negative way.
You know they have a collection of it at Walmart. Like the whole, and I think it's like $20. We need to go get it.
That's interesting.
And just watch it.
That's
you want to do that?
That's very interesting. That's the opposite of insipid.
But that's it for my story.
No, we did need to get that movie.
Yeah, we do need to watch them. We need to watch them desperately.
All right, is it my turn?
It is your turn. Mm-hmm. Hit me with another story. Right. My Amigo.
Oh, Don, you're speaking that lingo that I am too white to understand. Alright, so, have you heard of the new Pokemon movie that's coming out?
The Pokemon, the Detective Pikachu?
No. No?
No,
no, no. No,
no, no.
No, no, no. It's called, let's see, it's called Pokemon the Movie, Everyone's Story, even yours, Don.
Everyone's Story?
Even yours, Don.
Are they going to talk about all the sidekicks that Ash has left behind in the dust?
Oh, well, here's the thing. There's a bunch of new characters that I don't think were in the anime. Ash is in there. Be pretty weird if he wasn't. But I'm reading this off the Wikipedia page, then I'll get to the article. It is the 21st Pokemon movie released. The second film in the Sun and Moon generation, and the second reboot film in the anime film series. It is the sequel to Pokemon the movie I Choose You, which came out last year.
Yeah.
Acting as a pseudo-remake of both the Orange Islands arc of the series and the second Pokemon film overall. I don't understand what pseudo-remake means. I don't really know what that means.
I'm confused as to what the timeline is.
Like, I don't know.
I haven't seen I Choose You yet.
In I Choose You, there's, like, events from the first movie that take place in the reboot, but it's like it's still a different story, so right. That's pretty weird. But I mean, it looks nice.
Let me see.
I mean, here's a poster.
Is that a poster?
Here's a poster.
Ooh, I like it. I like the way they've been taking the animation, the way they've been going with the animation. A lot of people don't like it. I didn't like the way they did the new Sun and Moon
animation.
It took me a while to get used to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what I think about it.
Why?
That's a video topic.
That's a video? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Quick plug, if you will. You can go ahead and plug that.
I have a channel called Pseudonym. Hasn't been active for quite a few months, but it's about to be again.
Yeah, it's a Pseudonym on YouTube. Go check it out. While we're at it, I'll go ahead and plug mine. Mine's just Dalton Ryder. It's a channel where I do vlog comedy. I also do, like, I rant about random crap that you really don't care about. But, you know.
I mean, there's people who care.
Yeah.
Buddy boy.
People that care about the fact that I think Tobey Maguire is the worst Spider-Man.
No, and that's a topic worth discussing.
That right there, me saying that, is it doomed the podcast. You know how many people love Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man? But the thing is, nobody wants to back up why they love him.
Tobey Maguire.
And that's what gets me. That's how I know I win.
I just totally... you finally won. Yes. But, Okay, so I'm on the article right now. This is for Serebii. And it says, a merchandise listing has specified that a new Pokemon is to be included in merchandise for the movie Pokemon Everyone's Story. The merchandise, Monkol figures, is due out in June 2018.
It's terrible.
This is really small print.
Let me see. Why don't you zoom in?
Oh, because I'm not that smart.
Monkol,
but they have, I guess, toys coming out in June.
We did not do any research.
I mean, I read it, but yeah. At present,
it's I'm saying I didn't really do a whole lot of research either.
I mean, I just read it.
We'll be better for you guys later. Whoever's listening to this, we'll try to be better. Probably not.
At present, it's unclear what the Pokemon is, but it is likely that the Pokemon will be the current unreleased mythical Pokemon. They'll provide more as it comes, so rest easy, my friends.
Rest easy? Is that what it says?
No, but I think it's referring to... I don't know if it's referring to Zeraora, because that's the newest Pokemon. Or it could be something, a brand new Pokemon that we don't know about.
Right.
That'd be cool. But, yeah. I don't know. But it says, it says in the thing, if I can find it. There we go. It says that it's a new Pokemon, and Zeraora is technically not new. When was it? I don't think it's in Ultra Sun and Moon. I don't think it is.
Was it before that?
No. This is after that, I think. But, I mean, like, it's not new, technically.
after Ultra Sun and Moon. There's nothing. There's no game after.
No,
Ultra
I mean
Sun
like it was announced.
Huge. It was
announced. No, I mean it's announced after. I don't know if it's referring to that because it's not in a game. So I guess you can say it's new, but we already knew about it.
Right. Okay.
Or it could be just a completely new Pokemon. But I mean, I'm excited for the movie. I need to watch I Choose You.
Yes. That's another one. If we swing by Walmart, that one's like $12.
Or
13 bucks.
I wish it was on Crunchyroll or something. That'd be cool.
It needs to be. Or Netflix or something.
Oh, you know, Netflix is not going to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because they don't they only have, like...
They do anime.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hulu's awesome at anime. Which, if you're an anime
fan... Pokemon
fan,
technically considered anime?
Yes. I mean... If you call it a cartoon, like, it's not anything bad, but I mean, it is an anime. It's a Japanese produced animated series. So.
Right.
I'm looking up on Netflix. They have Pokemon Indigo League, Pokemon the series X and Y, which I don't even think they have all of. They have Pokemon.
Yeah, I think they have like the last little bit.
They have Pokemon XYZ, so that's pretty cool. And then. They just have a bunch of movies. They have more of Yo-Kai Watch than Pokemon, really. Which is very weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Nobody likes
Yo-Kai. Oh, you shut your mouth. Shut that mouth. Like, spews lies.
Spews lies.
Spews lies.
Spews lies. Okay.
Tell me a story.
Is it my turn?
Tell me a story.
Ooh, boy, I got you one. Oh. That I really wish I hadn't done that just now. Because I can't edit it out now.
You're scaring me. You're scaring the kids.
All right. Let me find my story. If this will load.
That'd be great.
Please.
Load.
Please load.
What is your phone doing?
Goodness. No, I'm trying to find it at this point. Okay. So... Kicking it into high gear, Marvel has had some fun. It's been a fun week for Marvel fans. Before we get into anything movie related, I do want to talk about the newest issue of Avengers No Surrender, number 684. For anybody that, I'm sure if you're a comic book fan, you've probably read it by now. But I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. I'm going to say spoiler alert. And I'm going to say you could cut to this time signature now. That was when that pause right there was when I would tell you what time signature to skip to later when I edit this.
That was a very awkward pause for us.
It was a very awkward pause.
Yeah.
I felt uncomfortable. Anyways, in the issue number 684 of Avengers No Surrender, Bruce Banner's Incredible Hulk was in fact confirmed to be immortal when he comes back to life angrier than ever after being presumed dead by the Avengers. He shows no mercy fighting them. And this is all coming from the real Stanley therealstanley.com.
Not the fake one, the real one.
This is somewhat in my own words what I was saying before, but it's paraphrased. The newest iteration of Red Hulk, however, General Robert L. Maverick puts the smackdown on him. That was my own words.
Oh, God, yeah.
He puts that smackdown on him.
Thought you got me pumped.
Because guess what, Chris?
What, Don?
The newest iteration of Red Hulk dons the Iron Patriot armor, becoming, I believe they're calling it Iron Hulk, which is original and fun.
I was going to say Iron Patriot Red Hulk.
Iron Patriot Red Hulk.
That flows
which
off.
Which would be...
IPRA.
If you did an acronym, IPRA.
That just spreads fear to the hearts of your enemies. IPRA. It sounds like a dollar store like medicine, a tampon.
Tampon. But yeah, there's not a whole lot to tell about this because I really want to spoil it as little as possible. Even though I already said spoiler alert. But yeah, the newest version of Red Hulk is not General Ross. It's actually Robert L. Maverick is the newest iteration. He's a 4-star general who became the superhero in the 2017 series U.S. Avengers, alongside a new Iron Patriot. And that is also directly from therealstanley.com.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Wait, so is Red Hulk immortal or is the regular Hulk immortal?
I do not know. It's saying the regular Hulk is immortal, which is something that I always thought was actually true.
That's really overpowered, if you really think about it.
Yeah. We'll see. There's been several comics. There's been several times in the comics where he has been presumed dead. Or where he's been left for dead. I mean, there's been, like, with, spoiler, World War Hulk. The Planet Hulk series. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to burp. And I'm sorry, I feel like I sound really stopped up. And it's actually because I really am. I'm getting over, like, a 5-day cold.
No, he's doing it to annoy you.
Yeah, I'm just doing it to piss people off.
That's right.
But anyway,
yeah.
That's not it. I love that they finally confirmed that, which I feel like I can't keep saying that, but that's actually what it said in the article, that it has officially been confirmed that Hulk is in fact immortal and cannot be killed. I love that. I think it's awesome.
Thanos who? Like, you can't
like
kill
Thanos
him.
Who?
You kill,
put the smack down.
You can kill every... That's the ending of Infinity War. Thanos kills everyone but Hulk.
But Hulk.
And then he's like, oh no, it's a stalemate. Now I have to leave.
Yeah, and then Hulk smacks him around until he gives back his friends.
I mean, but they're dead. They're dead, so... give me back their corpses.
And that will be... And this topic and many other fun topics will be discussed in the later week's episode. We're going to have an episode. I may have already said Wednesday at the beginning of this podcast. I don't think I did, but just in case, I did post on social media that it will be every Monday and Wednesday, but there are some technical difficulties that we... not necessarily technical difficulties, but just some difficulties that we... As far as scheduling, the other episode may not be up on Wednesday. It may be Friday.
Yeah, busy bodies. That's what
busy bodies. Always working, you know.
Yeah. Getting this money.
Getting this moolah. We got to afford better equipment. That way you can actually hear what we're saying. Eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually. But yeah, that's my story. Hit me with a story. Oh, no. What I was saying was... that fun topic will be featured in the later week, the episode later this week, where we talk about Avengers Infinity War death predictions. We are going to be talking about who will die in the newest Avengers movie, because I have a lot of theories, and... Ooh! Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Well, I'm not really a comic book guy. I want to be, but I'm not.
He sucks.
I think it's an interesting topic, and as I said, I'm trying to get into it.
Yeah.
And like, it's fun to learn.
Oh, yeah. And he's seen several of the movies, and we'll also be bringing on a friend of ours who is a big Marvel fan, and he knows quite a bit about the universe as well as I do.
He's like a regular Stephen Hawking. You know what I'm saying? May he rest in peace.
I was about to say, did you not know?
Yeah, I thought. I mean, it's...
Which, by the way, can we... And I'm being in all seriousness. Like, Stephen Hawking was a true inspiration to many people.
Yeah.
And just his work has astounded everybody. Let's take a for real moment of silence for Stephen Hawking. May he rest in peace.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, hit me with another story.
I got you. About to pop you in the buttocks with this one.
Pop me in the buttocks. All right, let's do that.
Have you heard of Made in Abyss, that anime show on Netflix? I mean, not Netflix, Amazon.
No, I don't really watch much on Amazon.
Oh, I don't have an Amazon account.
Not saying there's anything wrong with Amazon or people who watch stuff on Amazon.
No, I mean...
Don't get sued.
No, but it's on Amazon, I'm pretty sure.
Snotty, I'm sorry. I don't mean
oh
to.
Oh my god, what in for... Oh. But, apparently, this is from Crunchyroll.com. They have news articles.
Woo!
Anime of the Year winner, Made in Abyss. I've heard a lot of good stuff about this anime. Gets two compilation films this winter. The official website for the TV anime adaptation of Akihito Tsukushi's fantasy adventure manga series Made in Abyss announced today that two compilation films based on the 13-episode first TV series, that's a very odd way to put it, titled Tabidachi no Yoake, or Departure at the Dawn, and Horosuru Tasogare. It's almost like I speak English and not Japanese. It's Horosuru Tasogare or Wandering Twilight will be released in Japan this winter. The site previously announced anime would get its sequel back in November of 2017. So there's going to be a sequel.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's more episodes that I will have to watch.
That's awesome. That makes sense. I'll have to check that out.
Because it looks fun. I heard it's very sad. It hits you hard with emotion. I'm not sure if it means character deaths or if it's just an overall sad show, but I've heard some good stuff about it. I mean, that's something I'm probably gonna watch later, but I need to get an Amazon account, of course. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like how Chris is with like comic books. I'm not too big into anime. Nothing wrong with it. I have been trying to get into it. I've been watching a lot of My Hero Academia lately, and I really enjoy it. Really the only things I've ever watched as far as anime is more Americanized stuff. Like, I love Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z.
Because we're both two carefree Americans. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but, I've been trying to get into a lot more anime. I like Assassination Classroom. That's a really, Assassination Classroom is, like, one of the most original concepts I've ever seen for a show.
Yeah.
I think ever.
I haven't watched the anime. I've been reading the manga. A bunch of the manga.
And I've been reading that as well. I've been reading the manga for that, for My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball Super. I want to get into One Piece as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've read a bunch of the manga for One Piece. I just haven't watched the anime.
Yeah. I love the concept. Like, I love the animation for anime and just all that kind of thing. It's just, it's something that, like, I not really avoided, but, like, I just never, I was so busy watching other things that I was just, like, I started making more friends that talked about anime all the time, and I was like, you know what, I really need to get into it. It's just something I never thought about, you know,
yeah,
and pursuing.
But I have to say, I hear people, I think one reason why people don't really watch anime, because there's like a bunch of misconceptions, and I mean for good reason, you know.
Yeah.
But, wait, like,
what do you mean?
Like, there's a bunch of anime that pander using fan service and stuff. And that's true. That happens a lot. Sometimes it is, with the fan service, it's hard to watch a show.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can just ignore it. And it'll just go away.
Right.
And it won't go away.
It won't go away. In your mind, it'll go away.
Yeah. Like, it's just, you know, you go numb, really.
I got you.
Which doesn't really sound good when you're trying to tell people, hey, this anime's fun. Like, you'll just go numb after you watch it a bunch.
Yeah.
But, and also, people, they always, what I've seen is people who love a bunch of anime will criticize other people for liking more popular anime. Like, let's say you like Yu-Gi-Oh! People, and I've had this too, like, I love Yu-Gi-Oh! And people have said, that's not real anime, you can't like that. If you're gonna name it, like whatever anime you want.
Yeah, because that's...
If you like, Duel Masters, which is an anime, I think.
Yeah.
I consider it one. You like Duel Masters, don't let anyone tell you that it's not an anime. We only live once.
Don't bring that back.
Yeah, life is short.
YOLO.
Life is short. People kind of suck. Just enjoy yourself. Do what you want to do.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. Like, okay.
Yeah, like whatever you want. And if...
Oh, that's a big topic. That's a big topic for, okay. Being from, you know... backwoods North Carolina.
I wouldn't call it backwoods.
It's not backwoods, but like there's very few people that are interested in the kind of things that me and Chris are interested in that we've grown up and watched and enjoyed. And so, like, I mean, hell, we've been made fun of for stuff. Like,
I mean,
for stuff we like, for not the reason that he just stated, but like for like, oh, you watch that kind of thing. And like, now that we're getting older, I feel like we're finding more people. And more people are starting to arise that actually like that kind of thing.
Yeah, but yeah. I never really like care. Like, I play Pokemon. I mean, like when I was in high school, I would like not play it because I didn't want to deal with people saying, "Oh, you play Pokemon."
Yeah, you wouldn't want to like bring it. No, you'd be like, you wouldn't want to bring it to school and do it that kind
yeah,
of thing.
But like, I mean, I did because I didn't. I did. I was not a sociable person. Dalton can confirm. I'm not a sociable person at all, and. Like, I'm not ashamed that I like Pokemon because there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just like any attention to me is bad attention. I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
But like I don't see anything wrong with anyone playing Pokemon, like liking whatever they want.
Yeah.
I just think it's saying like you can't say you're an anime fan. Because you don't watch this, you don't watch that. Anime fan, that's such a broad term. You could just say, hey, I'm this show's fan. Or I'm this show's fan. Like, you can't... It's weird to call yourself an anime fan. That's because you have to watch every single anime to call yourself an anime fan. But if you want to call yourself an anime fan just because you watch some anime, I mean, that's fine.
Right.
But, like, you know, don't judge someone else's preference, because it's different from your own.
Right.
That's what I think. But, yeah.
With the hard topics.
That's right, but,
Are you on number four?
That's number three.
That's number three for
yeah.
you?
But, yeah, I'm gonna check out Made in Abyss, and I think you should, too. I've heard some good stuff about it. It's getting two compilation films and a sequel, season.
That's awesome. Yeah. I definitely will have to check it out,
Because, look at that. Wait, hold on. I'm showing him some art.
Some art.
Well, it's not ooh, like the it's not in 3D, but this is like what it kind of looks like.
That's dope.
It's
I like
pretty.
That.
It's a pretty show.
But
this is in this Dalton.
This is my fourth one.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I went first. Remember?
No, I went first.
Did you?
Yeah, I went. I did.
Oh, because I had technical difficulties.
So this is your third, and then I'm gonna go.
This is my
fourth.
Third. Okay, let's do it. I'm gonna save my fourth for just a bunch of articles. My fourth is just gonna be talking about a lot of different things. My third one, I want to talk about, this is something that I want to recommend at the end of the show, as a song, but I want to talk about this, how perfect this song is, and I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Lil Dicky just released his music video for Freaky Friday featuring Chris Brown, and it is probably one of the best things I've listened to or watched in a long time.
I respect your opinion.
Do you not like it?
I don't like the song. The music video looks nice.
It's a bit
confused, the music video. Because I told you before we started recording, the song's Lil Dicky's. I'm assuming, is it Lil Dicky and Chris Brown, or is it
no,
Lil Dicky?
I think it's Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown.
But Chris Brown's like 3/4 of the song. And he said that, oh, that's because Lil Dicky...
It's
and Chris
Friday.
Brown changed places, so Chris Brown's Lil Dicky, and I was like, "That's genius to do the least
Lil
amount
Dicky
of work
put
possible."
In the least amount of work possible.
Just say Chris Brown's me. I'm doing the work. Chris Brown's the one slacking off.
Think about it, like Lil Dicky, he makes all this money, doesn't have to deal with it. You know,
I mean, how much money?
DJ Mustard did the music.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's his full name, right? Is it DJ Mustard?
It's not his real name, though.
No, I know. but no, it's such a fun video, dude.
I like. I said I liked the video. I just didn't like the song. It's.
Well, it also featured Ed Sheeran at the end of it. DJ Khaled as well, and Kendall Jenner actually made her debut in this video, and she was hilarious. By the way, like I'm glad they put her at the end. I'm not gonna spoil anything she said, but definitely check out this video. I love it. I love it, dude.
If you love it, you love it. Like, and if awesome. People listen to this, if you like it, you love it, you hate it, just...
Exactly. Yeah. It goes back to what we were talking about. Yeah, like what you like. Don't listen to what we say.
Yeah, because... I don't think Dalton's a bad person because he likes, you know, like that song.
Exactly, because we're... There's so much, like, media, especially online media, that will, like... And I'm not going to point any names. I've watched some YouTube channels, some big YouTube channels. I'm not pointing any names, but you know who I'm talking about, Chris. I feel like you do.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that. But there's a lot of YouTube channels, a lot of people that will just, like, if you like this kind of thing, you're an idiot.
And then there's some that are not.
Now, there's some that are not, and I guess we fit in that category where we're like, you know what, like whatever the hell you like, we're going to tell you what we like, we're going to tell you what we don't like, but we don't want our opinion to shape your opinion. I think that's so stupid. I come listen to us talk about this crap after you've seen it for yourself.
No, and even then, like, if you want... The purpose of criticism and discussion of stuff is to see if you'll like it or not.
Right.
But it's not... You don't take the person's opinion and make that your opinion. The opinion is just like I guess a fun sort of cherry on the sundae, and the sundae is all the information about it, because they discuss the information. A good criticism or discussion discusses what it's actually about, then they state their opinion. Because, like, for example, the Needle Drop, which is a music review YouTube channel. What he does is he discusses what the album is, what the artist does. He talks about what he thinks of the artist. He uses actual, like, facts, like, about what the artist does, and then he'll state his opinion, saying why he doesn't like it, why he does like it.
Right.
And that's a good way to go at it. You can't just say this sucks.
Yeah.
And then,
and see, that's one thing. I don't even know what the name of the show is. I can't remember. But you know the show where it's like... It's three people. The only name I remember is Joe Budden. It's like... there's this woman at the head of it. And then there's this other guy. I think he's a musician. On the left. And then Joe Budden's on the right. Joe Budden...
What is it like? Is it
they'll come with, like, facts, quote-unquote. But it's more like opinions. And I've watched, like, what they think about artists and how they slam artists. Like, I watched an episode where they were talking about, Lil Uzi Vert's album.
Yeah.
With EXO Tour Life. I think, what's the name of that album, by the way?
Love Is Rage
2. Love Is Rage 2. Where they were talking about that, and Joe Budden just slams it. He really doesn't give much of a... Like, he kind of gives, like, his opinion, but, like, nothing's factually based. Like, it's just, it slams it. And I think rap is such a fickle thing, because if you hear these people, especially, like, Joe Budden with, like, his, he obviously has a platform where people listen to him. For him to just slam somebody like that, and I'm not the biggest fan of Lil Uzi Vert. Like, I could listen to him, but just to slam somebody and then, like, barely give a reason.
What did he, like, slam?
And I'm not slamming Joe Budden.
Did he just slam the person? Like, Lil Uzi as a person? Or the
just
album?
Saying it was... Well, saying the album was trash and, like...
I mean, you can say...
And
you
know, I may be totally... Like, what I'm saying may be completely out of left field. Because it's been, like, months since I've seen that video, so I don't remember everything that was said, but all I know is, I don't know, I just, and I don't hate Joe Budden, I like Joe Budden, but I just don't think anybody in that position, you know, should be what you base your opinion on.
Yeah, I mean, you can say anything's trash or anything, you can make it entertaining and stuff, but, like, what we're saying is, with this show, we're going to say something sucks, but if you don't think it sucks, like, make your own opinion. That's kind of what this show's about. We have a discussion.
Right.
If we absolutely hate something, but you absolutely love it, that's fine.
And we don't hate you, and we don't hate each other. Like I'll say Lil Dicky's Freaky Friday is amazing, and I love it. And I'll say that Chris is an idiot.
A dog.
And he's not gonna get mad. He's not gonna get mad at me.
Oh, dog, dog, dog.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, but you should listen to it. I didn't like it. I liked the video.
Chris Brown was so fun to watch.
Yeah, but it's not his song.
So. I know, but okay. So even Lil Dicky was fun though, because it was like
he really wasn't.
He was. No. Okay. You know what? We're going against everything we were talking about. You know what? Get out.
No.
I'm just kidding. Love. But that's pretty much all I had to talk about. I didn't really have like a news article for that.
I got a news article, my boy.
Hit me with that story. Oh. What is your story?
Oh, this is my final one. I saved the spiciest one, the most delicious one for last.
All right.
In my opinion, you can't look at my phone. Don tried to peek because he's a sneaky snake.
what website is this from, my friend?
This is actually two articles. I found it on Game Informer. Then I got more information from The Brick Fan, which is a Lego news fan site, I'd say. Report. Lego Incredibles game on the way.
Really?
Yeah.
For the Incredibles.
Yep. Disney Pixar The Incredibles is coming out. It says, Lego has had a fair amount of luck turning properties into interesting video games over the years, which, you know.
Right.
That's obvious. Like, Star Wars, Marvel, DC. Now they're gonna do Pixar. It says that, does that mean, we're gonna get, Lego Monsters, Inc.? Or Lego Toys? Oh, Lego Toys.
I would actually and I like Monsters, Inc. better than Monsters University, but I feel like a Pixar, or a Lego Monsters University would be so much more fun.
And I have to say, it's Lego Juniors Incredibles 2. I don't know. Is that the name of the game? Or is it... Because on the picture, it says Lego The Incredibles. But then in the article from The Brick Fan, it says Lego Juniors Incredibles 2 sets. Or is that the toy? Hold on.
Let me see.
Hold on.
You clearly have not done any research.
No, I read... I'll be honest, I skimmed the Brick Fan article.
You know what? I'm actually looking at this and I cannot remember what you asked.
No, okay. I'm gonna read this little thing. It's not that much. The Lego Juniors Incredibles 2 sets have started to show up early at Walmart, and on the back of the instructions of the sets... Oh! Okay.
And you're reading this from where?
The Brick Fan. Okay, yeah, there's the toys are coming out for The Incredibles 2, and on the back is an advertisement for the new Incredibles game.
Oh, okay.
That got me so confused.
But there is going to be a new Incredibles game.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it's based on the first movie, not the second one.
Okay.
And it says,
I don't know, they might do a whole Lego Indiana Jones or Lego Harry Potter where they include the first couple movies.
I think it'd be smart what they did with Star Wars and just have... Didn't they do it, did they do 1 through 3 was one game?
Well, yeah, that's what Harry Potter did. Harry Potter did years 1 through 4, then years 5 through 7.
You can make more money just doing The Incredibles 1 and then doing The Incredibles 2 and have, a story. Because they're both different stories. But it's going to be available for PS4, PC, or Steam... Nintendo Switch and Xbox One.
Sweet.
This will be the first time a Pixar property will become a Lego game. It will be developed by TT Games, who have been making Lego games for a while.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that is true. Pixar hasn't had any kind of iteration in the Lego universe.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That could open up some, because they don't have Disney Infinity anymore.
I would love to see a Toy Story.
Because Disney doesn't really make that many games anymore. I mean, they make game apps, I'm assuming. Because I remember they had a Toy Story games.
Right. But
they never really panned out, I don't think. That'd be a good idea for, I may order some Toy Story games. They're all on PlayStation and stuff. I may order them and play them, see if they're any good, because I haven't heard anything about them.
Right.
But there's no...
I feel like I'm breathing really heavy. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just really stopped. I'm sorry if you guys have listened to this podcast for, going on...
Oh.
Going on almost an hour.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry if you've heard me breathing really heavy.
But there's no other details. I think this was announced yesterday. Holy crap. All
right.
But, well, on the Brick fan. But there's not that much details. But who knows? Like, in another next podcast or another podcast, we'll talk about it again because that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I would love to talk about that.
Yeah. But, Dalton, serenade me with another sexy story.
My last story. Okay, so I kind of changed my mind while Chris was talking about the Lego thing. I was going to lead in with a bunch of stuff about the Avengers, because quite a few stories have come out. Some stuff with the Russo brothers have come out. The runtime has been confirmed, all that stuff. But I figured, you know, if the second episode this week is going to have to do with the Avengers, I kind of want to just save all that for that. So I am going to talk about a show that is near and dear to both of our hearts, Rick and Morty.
Not near and dear.
Really, oh, shut heart. Up. You know you love
No, Rick I mean, I'll and I'll explain after he explains the article what I mean.
Okay. Complex.com released an article saying that Dan Harmon says that the new Rick and Morty season 4, has not been ordered by a network. Rick and Morty is honestly one of adult, if not Adult Swim's most prized possession. It is the gem of Adult Swim.
I wouldn't say it's prized.
It's
their most popular.
It definitely is. Well, I mean, it's transferable. It's the most popular. It becomes the most prized. I mean,
but
the fans of Rick and Morty are so powerful that they brought back Szechuan sauce. They brought it back a second time. I believe it's still there. I haven't been to McDonald's in God knows how long.
No, but I think that's the reason why it's not really pride, because you could say like
now that's directly from the article though.
Yeah, but like
prize position.
I mean, I'm saying like for to go back to one of Adult Swim's older shows, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. If there was a controversy during when that show's film was coming out. Where there was they had these these advertisements that were of the characters from the movie placed all around like New York and stuff, and I think this was a little after 9/11, pretty sure. So there was a bunch of bomb scares because they thought they were bombs. People thought they were bombs. There's an article somewhere that you
can I'm confused about. As to why you're bringing it up.
No, but let me... Okay. I'll get there.
Okay.
But that caused a lot of controversy. I don't know... I'm not 100% sure if that, like, hurt Aqua Teen Hunger Force's, like, longevity, because it got canceled, like, 2014 or 2015.
But you think that's technically the crown jewel of Adult Swim?
No, I think that, like... I think it tainted its crown jewel status for Adult Swim a little bit, because I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what goes on inside Adult Swim's heads, but I'm saying like controversy won't necessarily mean that networks will like that show, because like there's a bunch of controversy with Rick and Morty with the Szechuan sauce, people posting videos, you know, making a ruckus in McDonald's if they didn't have it, and then there being like a shortage of Szechuan sauce, and it was kind of a mess, and maybe they thought, hey, because we don't want to have controversial stuff anymore, like we don't want to have shows that cause this much ruckus and this much of a mess, because they have some other good shows. I can't name them off the top of my head. Venture Bros.
I think
stuff like
you
that.
Could like you could take it down a notch. Like, if you know how... Because that episode with the Szechuan sauce was intense. And, you know Justin Roiland missed the Szechuan sauce. I think it's... When the writers use their characters as a way to, you know, get what they want, I think it can be... It can become destructive. And I think they just have to know what they're doing and what... They clearly know what they're doing, but they need to know when to... Because they can control the fans. I mean, they've clearly showed that they can. But if they would just tone it down, I think it's awesome. And again, I'm not... I hope... I don't know if Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon will ever hear this, but I'm huge fans of both of you. I don't want you to think I'm like saying, you know, do this, do that. I would never want to tell anybody like how to do their job when they're clearly better at it than I am. But it's just the thing, when you have that much control, you have to utilize it, you know? But directly from the Complex website, let's see. Dan Harmon responded to a tweet criticizing his capacity to write the fourth season of Rick and Morty. He relayed the news in his wonderfully snarky response. This is his quote, like full-on quote from Twitter. He said, "I hear you, tough spot. On one hand, it can be challenging, especially with crippling, lazy alcoholism, to write a show that hasn't been ordered by a network. On the other hand, the thought that fans like you pay the price. I mean, I'm going to grab a drink." And it's well. Just, I think he, it's, so wait, when it says it hasn't been picked up by a network, that means.
It hasn't been renewed.
Yeah, so it could not even be on Adult Swim anymore.
No, it means like, the show is technically on hiatus. Right. It could be picked up tomorrow. Or it can never be picked up. Right. And then it could be just confirmed as canceled. The network has to confirm that. It can go to another network, but then they'd have to... the networks have to buy it from Adult Swim or whatever company owns Adult Swim. But I want to make this point. What I was saying about the Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing, because those are they're not... Aqua Teen's controversy was more as severe because there was like millions of dollars of... like money that had to be paid because it was because it caused disorderly conduct. It was, I'm reading this off Wikipedia, but
the most credible news source.
Oh yeah, because Turner Broadcasting paid the Boston Police Department because they placed the advertisements that were light bright like things of the characters.
Right.
It was in Boston, and Turner Broadcasting paid the Boston Police Department $1 million to cover the investigation's costs and an additional $1 million for goodwill. That's a lot of money. $2 million. I don't know why I said New York before. That would have been weird. But this happened in 2007, so not near 9/11, so forget what I said before. In 2007, it was a Boston bomb scare, and I don't know, I'm not saying this had anything to do with the show's running. I'm just saying something to think about. Season 1 had 18 episodes. Season 2 had 24. Season 3 had 13. Season 4 had 13. And that was like from 2001 to 2006.
Okay.
That's decent. And then they had the movie, and I guess they went on hiatus because of the Boston thing. Then Season 5 through Season 6... they only had 10 episodes, and season 7 had 12, season 8 through 10 had 10 episodes, season 11 had 9, that was the last season, and I don't know, because like, you'd think like, since it was a pretty popular show, and that controversy could have made more publicity for the show,
right,
which means more viewers, you'd think that'd be more episodes.
Yeah.
But then they're like, no, like, this show's caused negative controversy. Like, look what happened. Look how much money we had to spend just because you did this. So we're not going to reward you. We're going to, like, kind of punish you a little bit. And I don't know if it was something else that made the season shorter. I don't know. This is off the cuff.
Yeah.
This is from my brain. Just me speculating. Just me speculating. But, so that's why I'm thinking that's why Rick and Morty is having a hard time getting renewed for a fourth season, because of all that controversy. And the fan base has a negative feel to it. People see the Rick and Morty fan base as a negative thing, because there was this like a Reddit post where this guy was basically saying you have to be super smart to get Rick and Morty. And he said, like, how he pitied simpletons who didn't watch Rick and Morty. And that sort of set this what's the word? I guess it set this air of superior, a false superiority among Rick and Morty fans.
Yeah.
That made people think, they started like make fun of them, saying like they're geniuses sarcastically for watching Rick and Morty. And
when really the only geniuses are Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon for creating such a... And I've always thought Dan Harmon was so good at creating this kind of story where you could... I mean, the emotions run high.
Yeah.
Not necessarily with the story itself, but with the fans. That was a big thing in with Community. It had such a diehard fan base. You know, especially at first, and it was just really, you know, weird.
Yeah.
And see, like, I guess seeing how well they understand the concept of like story with emotions and like, I could just be talking out of my ass. I don't know. I think I am. But just seeing how they can manipulate people to care for something that other people could think is like, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry. But that, like, other people think was just like, you know, it's just a fun show. You know, it should be taken, like, and see, like, how it's progressed. It's incredible. And I'm going to stop talking now because I'm going to cough my brains out.
But, yeah. I think it's a good show, and it does have a lot of emotion, and it does focus on stuff, makes you care about stuff you may not care about. Like, I mean, if you think about it, the Szechuan sauce thing is pretty nice, because, like, that was such a forgotten thing. Wasn't it, like, a promotion for when Pocahontas came out?
No, Mulan.
Mulan? Okay. So when he came out from Milan, like, I mean, no one thought about that until that show came out, I'm assuming. And,
it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how
yeah,
Justin Roiland wanted something. He portrayed how much he wanted it in his show, and it created, like, this mass hysteria.
Yeah, but, like, I think the way the fans responded to that made it negative, because it easily could have been positive.
Yeah, it could have been just a fun thing, but threatening McDonald's and all that. It's just,
yeah, people took it too far. But, like, I think it's a good show. I don't think... It's not my favorite show. It's not near and dear to my heart. Like,
it's near and dear to my heart.
I think it's a good show.
As far as animated shows, it's right there with, like, Bob's Burgers, Archer.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much anything with H. John Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a pretty good show. You know... Like, I hope it gets renewed, because it is talented people work on it. But, you know, hopefully...
They learn from, you know, what's happened.
Yeah, like, it's fine for fans to portray their love for a show. It's really great, and I'm sure creators love it when you do that. But, like, when you take it too far, it can actually affect, like, what happens with the show. And the creators got to be careful, too, because... Like what I said with Aqua Teen Hunger Force, that was the creator's fault for doing that, not the fan. Like, the fans, I don't think, really did anything for that. So both sides have to be careful not to affect the show negatively.
Yeah.
Like, it's a two-way thing. Like, fans have to show their love for the show in an appropriate way. The thing of it is, like, showing, like, and you're in an art gallery. Like, someone looking at the art can't just say, oh, I love it, I'm gonna go hug it or something, I'm gonna go take it home with me,
right,
or something. But and the creator can't just say, if someone says that they don't like the art, they can't just like beat them up for it or something. Or and if someone says they love the painting, they can't the creator can't just like demand something because you love it. I mean,
yeah,
they can sell it, but right. But they can't like say, "Give me your clothes for the painting since you love it so much." Or something. It's like a two. What I'm saying is, it's a two way thing. It's this poor analogy. It's a two way thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
I got you, though. The thing about it was, I loved the analogy, but I was like, I was with it the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get what you're saying. Okay.
But hopefully it'll get a season 4.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Because it's a great show. I love the show. And that brings us to the end of episode 1 of Odin's Beard. Yay!
No, wait. But, recommendation.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm getting to that. So this is the part of the show where we talk about 4 things we recommend. So
4.
Yeah, we're going to talk about book or manga, whatever. Book or manga, or magazine, whatever.
Magazine.
To read, a movie to watch, a show to watch, and a song or album to listen to. Okay. So, do you want to start with books? I don't know why we're starting with books.
I don't have any books. I haven't been reading that much. What I'm saying is, 4 things we're passionate about. We could have 4 songs we're passionate about.
Okay, right. We could do that. Actually, I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, because like we're not. I mean, we read sometimes, but we don't have a book we're passionate about. I don't.
Okay. But go ahead. We'll go back and forth like we did with the articles. So you go one, I go one.
All right. So for the song, I have a song. Right. It came out recently. I think his name's Kygo. He's a producer. He's been on the radio for his song with Selena Gomez, Innate Me. I think it's called Innate Me.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, with Selena Gomez. That was a pretty famous song. He had like an album that came out that's I listened to. It was pretty good. But he has a song with Miguel called Remind Me to Forget. And I thought it's a pretty good song. It's a bit bland, I will admit. But it's a nice song. Miguel has, I think he's a very talented singer. Has a very nice voice. And it's just a really nice song.
Yeah.
It sounds very similar to It Ain't Me. So if you like that song, you may like this song. But yeah, I thought it was a nice song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, since you did the song, I'll go ahead and since we've already talked about it, I'll go ahead and do this one. I recommend Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown. Freaky Friday. I really do think you should check it out. Whether you decide you like it or not, after what we've said, it's a really fun, feel good song. It's something that you can laugh about. It's something you can dance to. It's got this like fun atmosphere to it. I'm a huge fan of Lil Dicky. I love Chris Brown. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say.
For me, I think mine would be an anime. I've been watching this anime called Hayate the Combat Butler. It's a comedy romance type thing.
Right.
But there's this guy, the main guy, who he's a hard worker. He has to work because his parents gamble all their money away. So he has to work to make ends meet. And then his parents leave. They like run away and leave him with a bunch of yen in debt. And they basically have mobsters come and kill him instead of them for their debt. For the parents' debt. And while he's running away, he meets this rich girl who he saves from, I forgot who, I think it was these people who were trying to kidnap her. And she agrees to take him under her wing, and he becomes her butler.
Is this all, like, none of this is spoilers, right?
I don't think, this is like in the first 2 episodes.
Okay, so this is like back of the book type stuff. Like,
I guess so,
under
yeah.
Under the flap.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too spoiler, but I won't say more about it, but I'm on like episode 11 or 12, and I think it's pretty good. The jokes are hit or miss. Sometimes it can get a little annoying. It's based on light novels or manga, if you want to read those to get the source.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
Alright. I have a TV show to recommend. Final Space is a TBS original series that was created by one of my favorite YouTube personalities, Olin Rogers. He is phenomenal. He's hilarious. and the show does not disappoint. It's amazing. Today, actually, at 10:30 Eastern time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, I think, I don't know what the... I'm totally blanking right now. But yeah, 10:30 Eastern Time is when episode 4 premieres, so do check that out on TBS. I love this show. I've been a huge fan of Olin Rogers ever since Balloon Shop. Mm-hmm. And it's really... I've been waiting for a long time for the show, and I love it. It's hilarious.
I watched a little bit of it, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's getting decent reviews, too, so that's good. Because I know this is a passion project for Olin.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you could feel a lot of Olin in it, like, because he plays the main character, Gary Space. Well, it was originally called Gary Space. I don't know what his actual last name is.
That'd be
in the show. I think it might be Gary's. Is it Gary Space?
No, that'd be a very convenient nickname.
I know that was the name of the original animation, which was Gary Space. But yeah. I love it. I really do think you should check it out and show him some support. Because he's working on a couple other shows that I hope, you know, come into being.
Yeah.
And so. Go ahead with your third.
Okay.
Alderatio.
Let's see.
Are you not prepared?
No, not.
Suck.
Not really, I'll be honest. let's see. Yeah. Alright, so I have a rap song.
Oh, yeah?
Alright, and I can't say the name because we gotta be PG. It's by Vince Staples. It's a new single.
Okay.
I'll show Dalton the name.
Okay. I've actually heard this. I love this song. It's called Get the F
Off My D.
Off My D.
Just look up Vince Staples on Spotify or
Vince
something.
Vince Staples is a talented dude.
Yeah. I liked his album, Big Fish Theory. I enjoyed, I think it was... I forgot what it was called, like Summer something.
I think it was Summer 08.
Oh, let me see. I'm going to look him up.
Or 03?
Summer 06.
06. Yeah. So it was somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and I liked Prima Donna, which was like his EP before Big Fish Theory. It's not, I don't think it's his best work, but it's okay. But yeah, I like the song. It's a banger.
That's a banger?
It's a kid say. It's a pretty good song, and
yeah,
you guys go.
All right, I want to recommend another show that I've been watching a lot of lately. If you have a Netflix account, I strongly advise you to check out the Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale. I think this is a hilarious show. Joel McHale, if you probably know him from Community, he played Jeff Winger, and. He used to have a show similar to the show he has now on Netflix, on the E, like, Entertainment Weekly?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I think it was E, or EW. No, it's E. On E, he used to have a show just like that, that I guess went under, or it just got canceled or something.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he's back to doing, this, because he's hilarious. All the guests that he has on there, like Billy Eichner, Kristen Bell... Eric Bana, they're all just hilarious. Kevin Hart was the original, Kevin Hart was in the pilot episode. So yeah, it's what's his name? I forgot his name. Jason Priestley was also in the first episode. His long running feud with Donna Dorable on the Today Show is hilarious. Definitely check the show out. I think it's just fun to watch if you just, you know, if you have just time to kill. He recaps a bunch of stuff happening in pop culture, similar to what we're doing, only in, you know, a funnier format, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But it's the Joel McHale Show.
With
Joel McHale, and it's hosted by...
Joel McHale.
Okay, His name is hard to remember.
It's hard to remember. Right. Yeah, that's my third. Go ahead.
All right, here's my fourth. Don't get spooked, okay? Don't get spooked because it's almost over. All right. I'm going to... Let's see. Hmm.
Wow, you were not prepared for this. Here, it's a lot of dead air.
Here's a song. Here's a song.
A song?
Yeah, it's a song.
It is a song. It is in fact a song.
If I can find it, If I can find it, I'm sorry. Okay. It came out like last year, but it didn't get the love that I think it deserved. It's a Drip by Luke James. Luke James, he's like a R&B singer, I guess you can classify him as that. I listened to a little bit of his first album, and I think it's just a bunch of covers, I'm pretty sure. And it's not really that special, and I didn't really like it. But he has a song called Drip, which is sounds very retro, sounds like 70s. I wouldn't say 70s pop, but I guess you could. It's very slow, it's very sexy. Right. Very sexy song. And I really enjoyed it. And it didn't get that much love, I don't think. It got only 600,000 like listens on Spotify. It sounds like a lot. But then he has a remix with ASAP Ferg, which got even more. So I don't know. I thought it was a really good song, and you may not have heard of it, and you may enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. For my final one, I'll be recommending a book. Ready Player One by Ernest Cline is what I want to recommend. I'm going to read this synopsis from the most accurate source, Wikipedia.
Nice.
Just so I don't miss anything, I'm just going to give a quick rundown of the book. Ready Player One is a 2011 science fiction novel and the debut novel of American author Ernest Cline. The story is set in dystopian 2044. Follows protagonist Wade Watts on his search for an Easter egg in a worldwide virtual reality game, the discovery of which will lead him to inherit the game creator's fortune.
That sounds lit.
Now, this book has been turned into a movie, which was directed by Steven Spielberg.
I don't think it's out.
My all-time favorite... No, it's not. It's not. It hasn't hit theaters yet. I think it's later this month or sometime next month. But I'm so ready for this movie. I enjoyed the book. I finally got to read it.
Nice.
It's great. I love all the references in the trailer for the movie. All the Steven Spielberg stuff, you know, all the 80s nostalgia factor, like seeing the Ghostbusters, like the Ecto-1, the DeLorean, Chucky is in there at some point. The Iron Giant. Yeah, Chucky's in there.
That's weird.
Yeah. The Iron Giant's in it. It's just, you see all kinds of characters. It's so awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode of Odin's Beard.
What did we do for?
Yeah. Did you go first?
Yeah.
Okay, we did four.
Okay, I'll make sure.
Yeah, that was four. But yeah, let us know what you think. I don't know if there's a comment section on Anchor. This whole episode is going to be posted on Anchor and also shared to iTunes and Google Play. We'll also be posting it on our Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts. Follow me on Twitter at DaltonRider96.
And
what's your Twitter handle, my good friend?
Oh, I don't remember.
Is it pseudonym147?
Let me see. I'm going to look. Because I don't use Twitter that much. But my YouTube channel is pseudonym. That I can confirm.
Yes. And again, my YouTube is Dalton Rider. Don't forget to subscribe.
It's Ghost Rider 147, and it's...
Oh, Ghost Rider 147.
Yeah, and he'll put it in the description.
Yeah, I'll put a link to both of our Twitter handles. And I also have Instagram, so you can check me out on Instagram. It's the same handle, Dalton Rider 96. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Is there anything else we need to plug? Oh, I'm on the Stardust app. I'll put a link to download the app in the box below or above, wherever it is, the description. Stardust is an app. It's really more of a community. And we have somebody at the door. It's really more of a community where people talk about movies and stuff, and that you could. There's somebody at the door. But it is a community of people, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get distracted, but it is a community, like I said, for the 15th time, where people can make videos talking about trailers, movies, TV shows, and it's 30 second videos. It's an awesome community. I do recommend you checking it out. I am Dalton Ryder on that, all lowercase. Follow me, and yeah, and we'll chat. So this has been the inaugural episode of Odin's Beard. Anything else left to say, Chris?
No, I'm good.
You good? All right. So this is Dalton
and Chris
signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.